Dr. Pinsky dictating the mail. I am Ian Steven, Steven Cimarone, Cimarone. As you know, I previously evaluated this petitioner as described in the reports listed above. But he is now a 42-year-old male who again reports he injured his right shoulder at work on 1/7/15 when he fell off of his truck. Apparently, he did go on to have arthroscopic surgery. Apparently, indicates since evaluated here, he received one PRP injection, but no further injections were authorized. He has been able to work occasionally as a carpenter doing remodeling since seen here. The paragraph records show he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his case with answers to interrogatories. He denied having treatment from any physicians since his last award. He did relate that he was working at D Squared Construction from August 2021 through the present. He states he's experiencing increased pain in his shoulder and increased loss of use, in that the pain wakes me up several times per night. It is more difficult reaching behind me, and I experience more pain to my right shoulder overall. This was dated 11/29/21. New paragraph. Additional treatment notes show he underwent x-rays of the right shoulder on 3/15/22 at the referral of Dr. DiVenero. There was prominent osteophyte versus calcific density abutting the humeral head, medially. There were also post-surgical changes of the humeral head with two anchors noted. He then did see Dr. DiVenero himself on 3/22/22. He noted arthroscopic right shoulder slap repair and rotator cuff repair were done on 5/3/18. He was then placed on a 20-pound lifting restriction. He had also undergone surgery by Dr. Beaver on 4/8/15 involving arthroscopy. He had right knee arthroscopy at the age of 15. He also had arthroscopy with slap repair, arthroscopic acromioplasty, barosectomy and subacromial decompression, arthroscopic rotator cuff repair and suprascapular nerve block administered. He also underwent a right total knee replacement in 2021. Dr. DiVenero then ordered an MR arthrogram of the shoulder. He had this done on 4/5/22. Insert the impressions here as marked. In the paragraph, he then returned to Dr. DiVenero on 2/15/22 to review these results. He returned to Dr. DiVenero on 4/12/22 to review these results. He referred the petitioner to another shoulder specialist within the group to consider further surgical intervention. Prior to that end, he was seen by Dr. McAlpin on 5/2/22. He noted Surgery had been done on 4/8/15 and 5/3/18. Period. He thought the petitioner had developed posterior medial arthritis in the right shoulder, but there were no new rotator cuff tears. Appeared as posterior medial arthritis is secondary to the work-related injury. But however, he is extremely young at 41 and not an appropriate candidate for shoulder replacement. Pretty recommended PRP or corticosteroid injections, which he states were not effective and did not want to pursue them. Pretty otherwise would be placed at maximum medical improvement. Pretty he might need an FCE to determine his functional level. Pretty he expressed possibly being interested in a second opinion. Period. The paragraph on 5/27/22, he was seen in that regard by Dr. Fedorka, F-E-D-O-R-K-A. Paired, she noted at that point he was working again. As his workers' compensation case was closed. Period, he's in a lot of pain having to work again. Period. He had undergone right total knee arthroplasty in June of 2021, followed by manipulation under anesthesia on 7/19/21. Period, in terms of the shoulder, Dr. Fedorko diagnosed arthritis of the right glenohumeral joint. Period. She ordered a CT arthrogram, and he was to return to have these results reviewed. Period. It does not appear that he did so. Period. He returned to Dr. McAlpin on 7/14/22, stating the FCE was not performed and he was currently out of work. Period. He mentioned his shoulder hurts with just sitting down. Period. Dr. McAlpin opined he had severe end-stage post-traumatic arthritis of the shoulder that was work-related. Period. At his young age of 41, he is not a candidate for shoulder replacement. Period. He recommended reducing the pain and improving function with a PRP, glenohumeral joint injection via ultrasound. Period. After that, they would proceed to a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He was going to get the PRP injection from Dr. Lisko, L-I-S-K-O. Period. He did see Dr. Lisko in the same office on 8/29/22. Period. She then administered a PRP injection to the shoulder. Period. On 9/29/22, he told Dr. McAlpin this provided him no relief. Period. He explained that if a second injection is not effective, then he would be at maximum medical improvement for non-operative treatment. Period. He did follow up on 11/10/22. When it was noted, the second PRP injection was not authorized. Period. His last visit with Dr. McAlpin was on 2/9/23. Period. At the previous visit, a Kenalog and lidocaine injection was given to the right subacromial space. Period. This provided him with little relief. Period. Dr. McAlpin then ordered a functional capacity evaluation. Go back one sentence. The visit I just talked about was 1/19/23. Period. He then was referred for a functional capacity evaluation. Period. This was reviewed on 2/9/23 and found he has capabilities of light duty. Period. he would be placed at that level at maximum medical improvement. Period. Once he reaches an appropriate age, he will be a candidate for shoulder replacement. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but there was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Right shoulder abduction was 70 degrees, common flexion 90 degrees, and external rotation to 70 degrees, all with tenderness. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the left shoulder with elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness. It's rigid or locking. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5 minus. /5 for resisted right elbow extension and shoulder external rotation. Period was 4 plus for resisted right shoulder abduction. Period strength was otherwise 5/5 throughout the upper extremities. Period. Due to his markedly diminished range of motion about the right shoulder, provocative maneuvers could not be satisfactorily performed. Period. Spine cervical normal, thoracic normal. And go back to the general appearance. He removed his t-shirt over his head using only his left hand. Period. Impressions. Insert what is marked from the last report in the last impressions section. Since evaluated here, he received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He was seen by Dr. DiVenero and had x-rays, MRI, and an MR arthrogram. Period. He did not respond very favorably to a PRP injection, so no further injections were administered. Period. He also evidently underwent a functional capacity evaluation. Period. He was deemed to be capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. It was also noted he was at too young an age to consider arthroplasty. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Cimarron to have decreased range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. He had mildly reduced strength in the right upper extremity. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were unable to be performed. Period. New paragraph. And then insert what is marked from my prior report about my level of disability and causation. And that'll be the end.